Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where it's appropriate to face one of the fundamental facts. So regardless of the way one feels about the Supreme Court decision in Dobbs versus the Women's Health Department of Jackson, Mississippi, the Dobbs case that overturned Roe v. Wade, regardless of your opinion on that, that will not be the decisive issue in this election. All of the polling, and it's unanimous on this, indicates that overwhelmingly Americans care about the economy. They care about the price of gas. They care about the price of food, which is notably going upward. They care about the imminence, perhaps, of a recession. And the idea of abortion becoming the dominant issue in this campaign. It never has been in recent American history, and it won't be this time either. It seems highly likely. What will be a matter for determining how the campaign goes in 2022 and in 2024 has to do with issues of national security, if those become acute and problematic, as they may in Ukraine. We'll be speaking with David Leonhardt of the New York Times in that regard. He did a fascinating column about the three possible outcomes of the Ukraine war. We'll be speaking to him in just a moment. But there's also the question of the economy and what happens to our economy. And that is the focus of Americans' pessimism. And even CNN, which has actually been much less defensive about the Biden administration and about Joe Biden personally than you would expect, it talks this way about exactly how problematic the economic factors are for the Democrats and the Biden administration. This is clip 12. Listen.
The polls show that Americans seem to be losing confidence in the country. A new Gallup poll shows that just 38% of U.S. adults say they are extremely proud to be American. That's the lowest point of the extremely proud rating since Gallup started asking that question back in 2001. Same poll shows the confidence in major institutions at the lowest point since they've been asking the questions. A Monmouth University poll found that 88% of Americans say the country is heading in the wrong direction.
Okay. Do you know how hard it is to get 88% of Americans to agree on anything? I mean, on anything. There probably it would be difficult to get 88% of Americans to say they agree that we actually landed men on the moon. And you'd find up to 12% who were unsure about that or who thought it was all taking place on a soundstage in Area 51. I mean, come on, 88% think America's headed in the wrong direction? And then more about what is shaping American reality right now. This also from CNN 17.
Where do we stand right now with inflation?
Well, I think for a lot of Americans, their reality is being shaped by the really high inflation. Let's take a look at CPI, consumer inflation. You'd have to go back to the early 80s to see the type of levels we're seeing. The last CPI report came in at about 8.6%. Of course, we know under the hood of that number, it's really high energy prices, really high food prices. The cost of new and used cars have gone up. Pretty much everything broad-based has gone up. The cost of shelter has gone up, which has some economists really concerned. So I think if you are an American at home, it's really hard, perhaps understandably, to feel great great about the economy right now, even though there are some silver linings when you're getting hit so hard with inflation. Even personally, Anna, you know, I talk to economists and traders and analysts every day about this. And sometimes I find myself shocked when I go to the grocery store and look at prices and think, wow, this costs this now? And so it's understandable.
This is the problem that President Biden faces. And again, what's fascinating to me is with all of the emphasis that Democrats put on getting some meaningful gun legislation through Congress, there was just this bipartisan gun bill. And I know that that's one of the reasons that that some Republicans the majority of Republicans actually did not vote for the bill. They ended up having 15 Republican members of the Senate voting for it and 35 who didn't. And one of the reasons that the reluctance to give Joe Biden some kind of meaningful triumph before the midterm election. Not to worry, the meaningful triumph of the gun bill was erased by the horrible events of Highland Park, Illinois. And it probably wouldn't have chosen or altered the way that people feel about the O'Biden, did I say O'Biden? That's like Sarah Palin, who, because Biden was running with Obama, she had a tendency, according to the records, to refer to him as a Senator O'Biden rather than Senator Biden. So don't want to repeat that. And by the way, she very cleverly finessed that because that's a kind of slip that people make. And when she greeted him on stage, she says, "Is it okay if I call you Joe?" And that was visible and audible. And he said, "Sure." And for most of the debate that they had back in 2008, it went that way. Can you believe it? That's 14 years ago? Amazing. In any event, in terms of Biden, in early May, the leak of the Supreme Court's draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade led Team Biden to deploy its strategy's third option regarding all of the bad news. Change the subject. The White House and the Democratic Party, this is Karl Rove writing this, urged voters to ignore inflation, slow growth, or any pandemic overhang, and focus instead on legalizing abortion up to the moment of birth. But while abortion is a big priority for Mr. Biden's base, it isn't one for swing voters. 41% of voters told a Politico Morning Consult poll in late May that economic issues topped their concerns. Only 11% said women's issues. And so it was time for step four, blame Donald Trump. Starting in mid-May, Mr. Biden denounced Mr. Trump for leaving office with the country on the brink of a Great Depression. No, he actually said that. People didn't feel that at the time that Biden took over. This was so implausible that Mr. Biden reverted to attacking oil companies, demanding that industry CEOs take immediate actions to supply more gasoline and diesel fuel, and that gas station owners bring down the price you are charging. They make a few pennies a gallon. Do it now, the president ordered. Neither approach worked. A Harvard Caps Harris poll released on June 29th, it's just a little bit more than a week ago, put Mr. Biden's disapproval rating on the economy at 68%. Again, to get 68% to agree, that means that even among Democrats, the questions about Biden and his direction would tend to be troublesome. So what about the credit that President Biden got initially for organizing a opposition to Russia in Ukraine and uniting NATO forces? And by the way, and adding Sweden and Finland to NATO. Is that going to matter? politically, what is the impact of the fate of Ukraine? And what does it mean for the fate of America? Coming up on the Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Michael Medved Show, I am honored to welcome to the show, back to the show actually, David Leonhardt, who is a senior writer for the New York Times. Every day he writes The Morning, which is the Times' flagship daily newsletter. I find it indispensable. And he also writes for the Sunday Review. He has written a very important piece, it seems to me, taking a look at three scenarios for the war in Ukraine. Victory, stalemate, defeat. Just an hour ago, there was a report that in a meeting with parliamentary leaders, Putin claimed Western support for Ukraine would only prolong the war. And he said that his Ukraine operation has hardly even started. Are you surprised to hear that from the president of Russia, Mr. Leonhard?
Thank you, Michael, for having me back. No, I'm not. I mean, I think with Vladimir Putin, you want to remember that he doesn't really care whether what he's saying is true or not. He just cares about whether it helps him. And so politically, what he's trying to do is say to people that he's happy with how the war in Ukraine is going, that he's going to be very patient, brutally patient. And he wants to scare the West from coming to Ukraine's defense. And that's kind of where he's been all along, and he continues to be there. In very broad strokes, phase one of the war was a failure for Russia. They failed to take over Ukraine. They failed to oust the government, to the surprise of many, many people, both in Russia and in the West. And phase two has gone better for Russia. They have made slow, grinding progress and continue to in the eastern part of the country. And the question is, what happens now?
And one of the things that is interesting about reading over your piece is no one is talking anymore about bringing Russia to a negotiating table or bringing Russia to defeat through economic sanctions. Have they been a disappointment for the West?
I think it's very hard for economic sanctions to prevent an invasion, particularly for a country that has as many resources as Russia does. And so in that way, the sanctions have been a failure. They did not prevent the invasion. The threat of them did not prevent the invasion. The actual sanctions have not led to the end of the invasion. But having said that, I would not reject the sanctions. I would not say that they're irrelevant. They are wide-ranging sanctions. And if you think about this as being a case in which the rest of the world, Ukraine and the rest of the world, need to make this war sufficiently painful for Putin that he has limits for how long he's willing to fight it and how much he's willing to do, I do actually think the sanctions, particularly targeted sanctions at oligarchs, but also broad sanctions that have the potential to undermine Putin's support, really are an important piece of the puzzle. So I wouldn't confuse what sanctions have not done with the idea that, they don't matter and the West should just give up on them.
Okay, one of the things about the war is that people seem not to be following the news as closely now that we seem to be fighting toward a stalemate. And if I read your piece correctly, you seem to think that some kind of a stalemate is more likely than either an outright Ukrainian defeat or an outright victory for the forces of decency and justice and the West. That stalemate, how does it ever come to an end, or does this war just continue for several years more?
Well, I think, so a Russian victory, we know what that looks like. It basically looks like what Russia expected to happen quickly and didn't. But you could imagine a world in which Russia continues to take over the East, it hurts morale in Ukraine, and then maybe Russia can even go further than that. That looks like a Russian victory. A Ukrainian victory is Russia is essentially repelled and takes over very little territory. Both of those outcomes look relatively unlikely at this point, the kind of extreme victory on either side. So what does a protracted stalemate look like? At this point, it looks like Russia continues to make progress in the East and maybe ultimately gets kind of the entire Donbas region, which includes these two provinces in the East. But after that, it becomes less certain what happens, because holding that ground will be costly for Russia. And if Russia tries to expand and say, build this land bridge so it also gets much of the south of Ukraine, that will be even more expensive. And when you combine sanctions with the weapons the West is sending to Ukraine that can do some real damage to Russian troops, with kind of Russian morale, you really do see a way in which there might get to be a point where Putin decides this is too costly. Now, we're not close to being there. And I think one thing that's interesting is we're seeing more voices, particularly from conservatives in the U.S., not the sort of Russia-friendly Trump conservatives, but you might argue actual conservatives, who are saying, you know, the U.S. and the Biden administration should be doing even more to support Ukraine. And that so some of the debate is going to be whether the U.S. could be sending more weapons, whether it could be doing more to kind of force through this Russian effective embargo, and whether the U.S. and the West are doing enough to support Ukraine.
This is fascinating, because I was reading today about Ben Wallace, who is the Minister of Defense in Great Britain and the UK, who is considered one of the most likely possible replacements for Boris Johnson. He apparently personally favors more British aid for Ukraine, and would be going along with what you're talking about a deeper American commitment. Do you think that would be popular and politically viable for a candidate who advocated that in the U.S.?
I think it's tricky. I might be sellable. I don't know that it's inherently popular, but I do think Americans can potentially be won over to this stuff, this idea that Putin is a grave threat to American interests. And so I don't think the politics make more support for Ukraine out of the question. And I think one of the most important things that has happened here is Democrats have been largely united on the idea of supporting the Biden administration's approach of significant support for Ukraine. Republicans have been a little bit divided, because you do have this "why does Ukraine matter" wing of the Republican Party. There you see hear versions of it from groups allied with the Koch brothers. You hear versions of it from Tucker Carlson. But the leadership of the Republican Party, Mitch McConnell and others, have basically stood relatively strongly with Ukraine and the Biden administration, and that's prevented this from becoming yet another red-blue issue in the United States.
And let us hope that that continues. I will continue to take very seriously all the contributions from David Leonhardt, particularly his early morning offerings in the morning from the New York Times. We will be right back with the latest on January 6th and its ramifications, coming up on the Medved Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden said he is looking forward to continuing to closely cooperate with government of the United Kingdom after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced his resignation.
The president also stated that the United States and Britain will continue to work together on a range of issues, including, quote, maintaining a strong and united approach to supporting the people of Ukraine, end quote. While layoffs remain low, more Americans apply for unemployment benefits, making it the fifth consecutive week that claims the 230,000 mark and the highest number in almost 6 months. The numbers indicate that a historically tight job market is easing up as companies let go of workers amid economic uncertainty. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
And a federal judge today sentenced the former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin to 21 years in prison with credit for time already served for violating the civil rights of George Floyd. This is a federal charge, federal judge, this on top of the state charge that had already resulted in a guilty plea from Chauvin. Chauvin pleaded guilty in December 2021 to two federal civil rights charges, including the use of excessive force when he kneeled on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes in May of 2020. A second count involved his alleged conduct toward a 14-year-old who had been arrested in 2017 when he held the boy by the throat, hit him in the head with a flashlight, and held his knee on the boy's neck and upper back while he was prone, handcuffed, and not resisting. That according to an Associated Press summary. The Chauvin has been serving a separate 22.5-year sentence for his conviction on state Minnesota murder and manslaughter charges for the murder of Floyd. He was placed in solitary confinement at a maximum security prison in Minnesota. And apparently part of the plea bargain that he made on these federal charges is he will be moved to a federal prison where their chances of the solitary confinement was for his own protections, according to some sources in the prison system in Minnesota, where in the federal prison to which he is going to be moved to serve the rest of his 22-and-a-half-year sentence, that will protect him in prison more effectively. At least that's the assumption. The reason that I think it's important that this material gets some publicity and public attention is there has been an impact from that George Floyd case in terms of taking very seriously serious charges like murder. And it should at least make people a little bit more hesitant from the sweeping generalities of, oh, the white cops never are caused to pay a price for brutality toward black suspects. This is an example very clearly in the opposite direction. Meanwhile, there is a lot going on concerning White House chiefs of staff and special counsels and the January 6th hearings. Tomorrow, Pat Cipollini, former counsel to the president, which does represent one of the president's top lawyers, what's going to be happening with Pat Cipollini is that he is going to be testifying for transcript, giving a deposition with the January 6th committee, which means that they can use it later, but it's not going to be live testimony on air. There will be more of that when the committee resumes its hearings. It's going to be Tuesday morning of next week. Mick Mulvaney, who was a former acting White House chief of staff, says that he actually will believe whatever Cipollone has to say, and he will trust it more than he would his successor as chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Listen, this is clip 13.
If Mark Meadows put his hand on a Bible and said he was going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, I would be inclined to believe that. I do not believe at this point he's the most credible out of all the witnesses. You asked me a fair question 5 minutes ago, which is if Cipollone said X and Cassidy Hutchinson said Y, I'd want to look at it very, very closely, and it'd be a close call. If Cipollone says X and Mark Meadows says Y, I'm absolutely believing Cipollone. I just am, and I think a lot of folks are. Mark seems to have gone through a very dark period. He was apparently, according to Cassidy, detached from the job. I don't know if he was having some sort of event where he could not engage. But I think Mark is in a really strange place. And my guess is if he testifies, and he may be compelled to testify because he's under criminal, he's not under criminal indictment yet, but it's been a criminal referral to the Department of Justice. My guess is we'll see him take the Fifth Amendment more often than not.
This from a former very conservative Republican Congress member from South Carolina and budget director and one of the more successful chiefs of staff that President Trump experienced of his four different people in that position. Mulvaney also said this about Cipollone and about his honor and trustworthiness as an individual. 14.
So you previously predicted that the committee was going to work on getting Pat Cipollone's testimony and that ultimately he was going to show up. And now that is happening. What do you think he's going to offer to the committee?
The truth. I know Pat. I worked very closely with Pat for 15 months, actually more than that, when I was in the White House in the West Wing. And Pat will tell the truth. There is no question about it. Will he corroborate what Casey Hutchinson had said? Will he counter what she said? I don't know. But I do know that Pat Cipollone is an honorable guy. And if once he puts his hand on that Bible, he will be telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help him God.
Now, Stephanie Grisham, who was White House press communications director briefly. She was before that a longtime aide to Melania Trump. She actually was asked a similar question about who she would believe, whether she would believe Mark Meadows, who has not yet agreed to cooperate with the committee. He is actually fighting the subpoena that he has received. Listen, this is Stephanie Grisham, former White House press secretary, communications director of 15.
Yeah, I think that Mick was a lot more charitable than I would be with when it comes to Mark. I would believe my dog over Mark Meadows. So absolutely, I do want to say I agree with Mick completely about Pat. He is a man of integrity. I didn't always agree with Pat also. I think it was the normal lawyers versus the PR person kind of butting heads about what to do. But he is a man of integrity, and I saw him myself constantly shutting down bad ideas and telling the president that things shouldn't go certain ways. Another thing that I saw quite a bit was the president wasn't great to Pat. The president would tell him he was weak and he needed better lawyers, you know, and Pat stood firm and did what was best for the country. So I believe that's what he will do now.
And that's what we will find out more about tomorrow. The reason this is so crucial is because a great deal of the testimony of Cassidy Hutchinson that had rocked the entire country, really, was based upon her accounts of things that Pat Cipollone, the president's personal counsel, that he had allegedly said to her or to the president. It was him who said, and he said it directly to Cassidy Hutchinson, he said that we could be in legal trouble here with an untold number of offenses. Did he really say that? And when he gets to that, it really will get to the question of criminal liability. When it comes to the question of criminal liability and impact on President Trump's potential candidacy, and what about the idea that right now apparently they're debating about whether he will wait till after the election or before that announce that he's running for president a third time. We'll get to that and more coming up.
Michael Medved.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Michael Medved Show, michaelmedved.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the things about the news business is generally when terrible things happen, you hear about it. When you hear of cases like what happened in Highland Park in Illinois, where you had 45 people either killed or hospitalized. It's a serious matter, and the whole country hears about it and talks about it. But if police do their job, if someone behaves appropriately and you avoid that kind of calamity, do you ever get much attention for it? Not usually. But in Richmond, Virginia, the police chief talked about precisely that example of a thwarted mass shooting. This is clip 9.
But the tip came in on July 1st from what you describe as a hero citizen and what I'm describing as a hero citizen. They contacted our second precinct, and our officers in second precinct took the call. They didn't blow it off. They sat there on the phone, listened, took copious notes, and at that point in time, our investigation started. Within a few hours, our officers were knocking at that resident, wanting to know what was going on. And from that point on, once inside, our officers started to see other evidence that corroborated the hero citizen's statement. And the investigation continued into where we locked up two individuals, and we prevented a disaster. I think there's no other terms that I can think of that could describe the citizen who called up, but a hero. One phone call prevented a tragedy.
Okay, this is a very good story from a lot of perspectives, and obviously he's not taking credit for his own police department, where the police work appears to have been superb and appropriate. Now, a number of people have pointed out that the two people who were arrested, who apparently were planning some kind of an attack on a 4th of July celebration, were both undocumented immigrants here. They are from Guatemala, apparently, that at least according to the reports that I have read. And at least one of them, if not both, had something in common with many people who are here without authorization, which is they had come into the U.S. with visas. They had come in legally to this country, but overstayed their visas, which is one of the reasons that this is such a tremendous problem in America, because it's not just a problem of stopping people, it's a problem of following up on following some of the basic rules that apply, which is that if you have a visa, you've got to get it renewed. It's not always easy to renew. But it's one of the reasons that one of the great, great disappointments of the Biden administration has been not just ignoring the problems at the border and with an enhanced flow of unauthorized entries, but not doing anything to basically reform an immigration system which doesn't work. It's not just a question of the wrong people coming into the United States. It's a question of needing more of the right people to come into the United States. And clearly, this is a very, very real problem for the country. And it's going to be a major issue, not just in the upcoming elections for 2022, but in the presidential election for 2024. Lindsey Graham is fighting the subpoena issued by the Fulton County Special Grand Jury investigating potential criminal interference in Georgia's 2020 elections. Now, Graham's lawyers indicated that the senator has done nothing wrong when he called Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and his staff after the 2020 elections to ask about procedures for counting absentee ballots. And I think what the problem here for Senator Graham is that the question is, if he did nothing wrong, why is he unwilling to actually not answer questions about those conversations, which would cast light on exactly what President Trump's intentions were when he said, find me those extra 12,000 votes. By the way, Lindsey Graham, senator from South Carolina, and Richard Blumenthal, senator from Connecticut, they're both in Kyiv today, and they're meeting with the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. Look, it's very important that they're both there because, as David Leonhardt was saying earlier on this show, part of what will determine any kind of successful outcome of the war between Russia and Ukraine, and one of the things that's very important to remember about that war and where it goes is what Russia's immediate announced goal was. When they began and invaded Ukraine, they said they were determined to decapitate, and that was their word, the government of Ukraine. They had made the incredibly bogus and illegitimate claim that the government of Ukraine was neo-Nazis. And the fact that we have moved so far beyond that shows some of the heroics involved in among the Ukrainian people and in the leadership of President Zelensky, who deserves some American attention. Also deserving of some American attention, Adam Sandler. Not heroic exactly, but very effective in his latest movie release. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Adam Sandler takes a break from goofy comedy to play an obsessed basketball scout for the Philadelphia 76ers, who will do anything to sign a 6'9" phenomenon and then bring him from Spain to the city of brotherly love in Hustle. Now streaming on Netflix.
I love this game. I live this game.
I got a work. My mom and my daughter, they mean everything to me.
We come to Philly, your whole world's going to change overnight.
Accomplished actors like Ben Foster, Robert Duvall, and Queen Latifah add some depth to the proceedings, but the real stars are two actual NBA players who deliver shockingly accomplished accomplished performances. Juancho Hernan Gomez of the Utah Jazz is the vulnerable and deeply sympathetic main character, while Anthony Edwards of the Minnesota Timberwolves makes a stunningly slick and charismatic rival and villain. Rated R entirely for language and sex references. 3 stars for the unexpectedly engaging Hustle. And now that it is streaming and available, it's a film that you will be surprised how much you enjoy, even if you aren't a rabid basketball fan. It works extremely well, as Adam Sandler has shown he can work in non-goofy comedy territory. Speaking of non-goofy comedy territory, there's a plea from Henry Olsen, who's a nationally syndicated columnist and also a very loyal and thoughtful conservative and Republican. And he has a plea. The plea, please, Republicans, do not nominate Carrie Lake for Arizona governor. Arizona is going to be a major battleground in 2022. We'll talk about that point of view with Henry Olsen tomorrow. Also, the economy is already cooling, so why should the Fed douse it with more cold water? We'll be talking to economic analyst Peter Coy of the New York Times about that. And there is a major expert on civil conflict who says they are preparing for war. Who is they? Extremists, political extremists on both sides. What does that mean? Well, that means that one other area where you can prepare for a war of supernatural dimensions is the new movie, which is Thor, Love and Thunder. And I really ask the question, it's a very ambitious film with 3 Oscar winners. Natalie Portman is back. Chris Hemsworth has never won an Oscar for Thor, nor will he. But Natalie Portman is back. Christian Bale plays a villain called the God Butcher. And Russell Crowe plays Zeus. So what do they make of all this for Thor, Love and Thunder? Or is it really a thud and blunder? We will find out. We'll review that film and much, much more coming up tomorrow, Friday, in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.